Luke chapter 10. Jesus was teaching his disciples about real ministry. Man has his philosophy and his ideas about ministry, and it isn't about just putting a good sermon together, wearing a suit, but there's a whole lot more to soul winning. There's a whole lot more to real ministry. Amen. And I want to go there in Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 1. And reading, it says, "After these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. And the 70 returned again with joy," verse 17, "saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Verse 20. "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we humbly come before you today, asking God that you'll reach down, Lord, and oh God, mold us and shape us by thy word. Help us, Lord, to conform to the image of you, Lord Jesus, to be changed into the same image from glory to glory. For the just shall live by faith. Oh God, help us today, oh God, to get a greater understanding, a greater walk, a greater desire, a greater knowledge, Lord. Oh God, of you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord had appointed. First, we know that Jesus appointed 12 disciples. And how that he sent them out and he gave them power, and he sent them out to preach the gospel. And amen. That... Amen. That wasn't enough. The ministry was too big. The job was too big a task. And so he appointed 70 others also. And how that he sent them out two by two before his face. And amen. It said whether he would go himself. Amen. I'm glad today Jesus, principle one, Jesus is not going to send us anywhere that he would not go himself. Amen. He did not send those disciples into some slime pit, a jungle where there was quicksand. Amen. But he sent the disciples out into every city, amen, every town and every village, and the place where he himself would go. Amen. Today, amen, the task is not going to be something greater than Christ Jesus would have did. And he said unto them, listen, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. It's hard to get people to do anything nowadays for God. You can get people to do things all the time if you're willing to give them some greenbacks. Amen. You can find people that want to go do this or people that want to go do that. Amen. Recreation, fun. Amen. But come on, the kingdom of God business is labor. It's not easy. Amen. Seeing souls saved. As we were praying here earlier today before church. Amen. The scripture came to me when Zion travailed. She brought forth sons and daughters. Amen. It is labor. When a woman goes and has a baby, the words that they use, the terminology is that a woman goes into labor. It is a time of great, amen, pain. It is a time of, amen, all kinds of forces, amen, changes and things going on in order to bring life into this world. Amen. And friends, it's going to cost us some labor. It's going to cost us some pain. It's going to cost us some sacrifice. It's going to cost us some giving up some things in order for us to see souls saved here in Perryville. Amen. The true gospel of Jesus Christ is not some easy, greasy fruit loop salvation. Amen. It's labor. Amen. It is crying. Amen. It's emotion. Amen. It's tears. It's real repentance. Amen. 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 We, amen, are looking for some real conversions. We're not looking for some imitation stuff. We're looking for real tears. The Apostle Paul, amen, said very plainly that godly sorrow worketh repentance. Amen. The real person, when a real person, amen, has real repentance, amen, they are asking God to forgive them. Amen. They are sorrowful. Not some little, oh, Jesus, forgive me. While he's got his eye on somebody in the church, some girl or something got his eye on sin. That's not repentance. True repentance is sorrowfulness. Amen. It's so labor. Amen. Jesus said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into his vineyard, into the harvest. Amen. Kingdom business is labor intensive. It's hard work. Amen. The true kingdom business is not having some big giant clown and, amen, let's deck out this parking lot out here with balloons and big jumping bags and all kinds of, amen, carnival, circus. Amen. That is entertainment. That is amusement. Amen. That is trying to draw someone to lights, to colors. Amen. To, amen, the appealing things of the flesh. Amen. But, amen, real ministry is calling people to repentance. Amen. To conversion. Amen. To change of life. Amen. You must be changed in order to get into the kingdom. You don't join it. You don't shake the preacher's hand. Amen. But you must be born again. Look at all the people that's come through here. Amen. We baptized people and the next day, bang, they're gone. Amen. That didn't have no substance to it. Amen. But when you are really born again, you're going to have a desire to live for God. You're going to have a desire to pray. You're going to have a desire to be in the church when the doors are open. By the fruit you shall know the tree. Jesus didn't run around all the time calling his disciples, are you going to come tonight? Jesus didn't run around calling, oh, come on, Peter, are you coming tonight? We got to go do this. No, they had desire. Oh, they were sold out. Amen. The Bible says when Jesus came to his disciples and he called them, the Bible says that Peter and Andrew and James and John immediately forsook their nets. You're going to have to give up some things to follow Christ. You're going to have to give up some things, amen, to take, amen, this new life, this new walk, amen, this new road, amen, which leads to heaven, amen, and you're going to have to sell out, amen, sell out from the things of the world. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. Amen. You can't live for God on Sunday and live for the devil on Monday. Amen. You gotta sell out. Hallelujah. Amen. This ain't no serving two God things. You're either in or you're out. You're either saved or you're unsaved. Amen. You're either real or you're imitation. Amen. Come on. I said, amen. It's time to find out whether we're real or it's time to find out whether we're imitation. Amen. Jesus is coming. You don't want to wait till the last minute and say, oh, well, I think I'll check myself. Amen. You better get it ready now. When that trumpet sounds, are you going to go? Something to think about. Amen. Jesus said that it is laborers. Strange how people can work ridiculous for a paycheck. But when it's time to work for Jesus, no one wants to come do that. I know from experience. Amen. Jesus said, heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Heal the sick. He didn't say, oh, just get them numbers. Let's get some numbers and leave them in their alcoholism. Leave them in their drug addiction. Leave them in their prostitution. Leave them in their, their depression. Leave them in their sickness and their diseases. Oh, leave them down in the pit of in bondage and despair. That is not what Jesus said. Jesus sent his disciples out and he said, heal the sick. Amen. Come on. I said, real ministry. Ministry is about healing. Real ministry is about, amen, changing. Real ministry is about, amen, taking up your cross and following Jesus. Amen. Real ministry, real born again, real salvation is leaving the cigarettes on the altar and no more smoking them again. Real salvation is putting the bottle in the trash and walking away. Amen. Real salvation is straightening up. Amen. And flying right. Amen. Living for God. Amen. With everything that you got. Amen. We don't need to be wishy-washy. We don't need to be lukewarm. We don't need to be half fried. Amen. We don't need to be half-baked. We don't need to be half this, half that. Amen. We need to be whole. Amen. For he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen. Everybody says, oh, you know. No. When God saved me, it wasn't a saving process. It didn't take me 5 years to get rid of alcohol in my life. I said it didn't take me 5 years to get rid of drugs in my life. Come on, I said when Jesus saved me, it was done. Amen, that is the covenant. He said, I will give them a new spirit. Oh, what does new mean? New means new. You don't go down and get a half new car. Amen. When you go buy a new car, it is brand spanking new. You're looking for a new book in the glove department. You're looking for a new seat to sit on. You're looking for some new tires. Amen. What if you went down and bought a brand new car and it had old tires on it? Amen. Jesus said new wine must be put into new bottles. Amen. Or else the bottles will break. Amen. For no man can put a piece of new cloth into an old garment, for they will not agree. Amen. If you are not born again, if you are not changed like the Bible says, you will not agree with the new. You ain't going to jive. You ain't going to agree. When you really get a hold of Jesus Christ, you ain't going to argue. You ain't going to fuss. You ain't going to wrestle with it. Amen. When you really get a hold of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, you're willing to walk away. Amen. And leave it all behind. Amen. You're willing. Amen. You're willing. You're willing. Amen. To do whatever the Bible says, whether you like it, whether you lump it. Amen. Whether you agree with it or not. If the Bible says it, I believe it, and that settles it. You don't argue with it. Bible says they argue with the Scriptures to their own destruction. We don't need to argue with the Scriptures. Amen. It's true anyhow. Those 70 returned all with joy. See, they went out there on their little evangelistic revival. They thought, amen, they thought they were just building themselves names. They thought that they were doing really good. Amen, there is one thing to run around and to say that you're a Christian, but it's another thing, baby, to back it up with your life. Hello? The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through Thy name. People like using the name of Jesus. Oh, they like saying the name. They like praying the name. They like using the name, wearing the name, singing the name, listening to the name. There's more than just that. Amen. Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you got to get in Christ. Who is Christ? He's the Word. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. There was one of these jokers in this crowd that did not get born again. Judas. He walked with the disciples. He walked with Jesus. Oh, he labored out there. He was right beside Him. Amen. Oh, amen. He was in His amen corner when people were getting healed. Amen. But there was not a change in his heart. Amen. His heart was still, something was wrong. Amen. He did not have the right heart. Amen. When the time came down, amen, the Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit, amen, Judas could not make it. Judas could not receive it. Amen. Because his heart was not right. Amen. They went out all with joy, saying, the devils are subject unto us through Thy name. They weren't subject unto them. They were subject unto the name. Amen. These novice disciples came back bragging. They came back boasting. They came back lifting up themselves. Oh, I imagine that they were probably thinking about starting their own ministries. Huh? Benny Hinn Ministries. It ain't supposed to be Benny Hinn Ministries. It's supposed to be Jesus Christ. Huh? Well, do we lift up Abraham? Is it Abraham Ministries? No. Do we lift up John the Baptist? Is it John the Baptist Ministries? No. Do we lift up Brother Elder Pastor Vernon House Ministries? No. Come on, we better do this right. Amen. The Bible says that no flesh should glory in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It is not about us. Amen. It is all about Jesus. I said it's all about Jesus. Come on. You want to be a Christian? Who does the glory belong to? Who gave His life on Calvary? Who was beat there in Pilate's hall? Amen. Who was crucified? Who was pierced in the side? Who was pierced in His hands and His feet? Jesus. Amen. Not us. It ain't about us. It is all about Him. This Bible says the revelation of Jesus Christ. We don't get baptized in the name of Brother House. We don't get baptized in the name of John. We don't get baptized in the name of Cephas. Amen. We get baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's true. They were bragging, they were boasting, they were lifting themselves up. There is no place in the kingdom for self-exaltation. There is no place in the kingdom for self-exaltation, man's pedigree. I've heard preachers get up, they'll be traveling through, and they'll get up there and they'll say, I've did this, I've did that, I've did this, I've did that, and it was just like cold water on the back of a duck. It is not our pedigree. It's all Jesus. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 2 says, "This know that in the last days," do you believe we're in the last days? "Perilous times would come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, that they would be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers." What we cannot have in the ministry, what we cannot have in the Perryville church, if we're going to see souls saved, if we're going to see somebody healed, if we're going to see somebody delivered, amen, there ain't no room for pride. There ain't no room for boasting. There ain't no room for covetousness. There ain't no room for attitudes. Amen. The only thing that we should portray is Christ Jesus. Paul said, amen, that I may know Him. Amen. And the sufferings of His death. Amen. That is all about Jesus. In James chapter 4 and verse 6, listen to this. "But He giveth more grace. Wherefore He said, God resisteth the proud." God resisteth the proud. God resisteth the proud. Oh, Abel and Cain. Amen, Cain. Amen, he was a man of pride. He was a man of a dignitaryism. Amen, he did not want to offer up the sacrifice that God required. Amen, the sacrifice that God required was blood. Amen, where there's no shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Amen, it took the blood for Adam and Eve to be covered. It took the blood for it to cover sin. Amen. And it took the blood. And old Abel, amen, Abel had a revelation. Amen, Abel realized it was the blood. Abel realized it was the Lamb of God. Abel realized what it took. It took a real altar. It took real repentance. Amen, it took real dying out to oneself. Amen, but old Cain, he didn't want it that way. Amen, he wanted to live like he wanted. Amen, he wanted to dress like he wanted. Amen. He wanted to live. Amen. And offer the sacrifice that he wanted to offer. Amen. Honey, friend, saints and ain'ts, we have got to offer the same sacrifice. Oh, a sacrifice. We gotta have an altar. Amen. We gotta have an altar. Repentance is the beginning. After you believe, when you believe and realize that Christ Jesus came to die and save you of your sins, and when you believe that, then you gotta go to the altar and you gotta submit. And you got to say, "Oh, I am a sinner. Oh, I am in need of salvation. And there is only one who can save me." Amen. And so repentance. Amen. We all have to have an altar. Amen. But that is not our only trip to the altar of repentance. We got to have an altar in our life. We got to pray daily. Amen. We got to repent all the time. We got to live a life of repentance. Amen. That's sacrifice, amen, that God commanded the children of Israel was a daily sacrifice. Amen. Some people think they repent once and that's it. We got to repent all the time. Like the kids' song says, "Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Be careful, little eyes, what you see." The chances are you see stuff all the time you shouldn't see. So we got to go to the altar. We got to say, "God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Wash me. Keep me clean, Lord." Amen. So the scripture says, "God resisteth the proud, but He giveth grace to the humble." You never saw Christ Jesus with a proud, boast spirit. You never saw Christ Jesus with some arrogance. You never saw even Jesus with a pedigree. Amen. He was God. Amen. But He didn't walk around saying this and that and the other. The only time that you see Jesus boasting is right here in the Scripture when He's rebuking His disciples and putting them in their place. They came back rejoicing because the devils were subject unto them through His name. And you know what He said? Oh, you think that that's power? What? You don't understand. You don't understand the ministry. He said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. You want to brag? He said, I can brag. But that is not what the ministry is about. Amen. Amen. 1 Peter 5, verse 5 through 6. This is old Peter who had a problem before he got saved. Amen. Oh, Peter, now he's changed. He's the Apostle Peter, full of the Holy Ghost. And he said, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Oh, boy, we don't want to hear that. There's got to be subjection in the church. It ain't walking around, you ain't going to tell me what to do, I'll do my own thing. Wrong spirit. He said, be ye subject one to another. Younger, submit yourselves to the older. Amen. Young people, amen, submit yourselves. People don't want to take, amen, and listen to someone else. They don't want to take instruction. But read your Bible. The Bible says, amen, the wise man will receive instruction. But the fool does not want it. You want to be a fool? You want to be wise? Listen, there's got to be order in the church. They say, no, I'm on my own road and I'm going to do my own thing. Amen. That ain't God's design. He said, amen, subject one to another, be clothed with humility. Not clothed with Stafford. But clothed with humility. You see somebody in a suit all day long. They look like some puffed up dog tick sucking persimmons. They ain't no Christ in that. But it says, be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud. There it is. God resisteth the proud. I said, do you want your prayers to be heard? And the only way you're going to get your prayers answered is to humble down, amen, and to get yourself in a place where you ain't all pride, because God resists the proud. You look at the example when Jesus, amen, was sitting there, amen, in the temple. Amen, he saw a proud Pharisee come in. Amen, oh, how that he was lifted up. How that he didn't even kneel down to pray. Amen, but he was lifted up and he bragged about all that he did. He fasted twice a week. He gave alms always. Oh, but he said, look here at this sinful publican. Oh, he said, oh, I do this, I do that. And Jesus looked over at that sinful publican. He was down there on his knees. He was crying out to God. He was pounding on his chest saying, God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. And Jesus said, this day, amen, that Samaritan, amen, that publican is more justified than that Pharisee. Amen. Do you want God to hear your prayers? Do you want a real walk with God? You're going to have to humble down. Amen. Real ministry. Real ministry. God resisteth the proud. You know what? He had enough to deal with Satan, Lucifer. And he ain't going to put up with it no more. The Bible teaches us that the nature of Lucifer, Satan, is pride. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Oh, the anointing cherubim that covers. For in the day that thou wast created, thou wast perfect in thy beauty and this and that and the other. Oh, but thou hast exalted thyself, and in thy heart thou sayest, oh, that I will ascend to the hill, to the mountain of the Lord. Amen. I will exalt myself above God. Amen. And through pride and through his arrogance, amen, he fell. You want a sure way to fall? Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Real ministry principles that we can live with. But he giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. If you're going to get exalted, if you're going to get elevated, if you're going to get positioned, if you want to grow in God, God will put you there in due time if you'll humble down. Amen. I said, if you'll humble down, look at the Bible teaches us again. We could give you example after example after example. Oh, Naaman. Amen. Oh, the leper Naaman. Amen. There he had leprosy. Oh, but he didn't want to go and wash himself down in the muddy river Jordan. Here he is an enemy. Here he is an enemy of Israel. Here he is a Gentile, not really a believer in God. Oh, but he just heard about there was a prophet in Israel. He heard about the God of Israel and that there was a prophet in Israel. And so he went down there with gifts and treasures. Amen. Thinking that he would get somebody to wave their coat over him or just say this amen magic word that would heal him. Amen. But before he got down there, the prophet sent a servant out there and told him to go dip himself in the muddy river Jordan 7 times. Amen. And he did not want to do it. Amen. I ain't going over there to that Pentecostal church. Them people look at them. They get all emotional and they do this tongue talking thing and they sing loud, they preach loud, they're all emotional, raising their hands and all kinds of emotional stuff. I don't want nothing to do with that, friends. You better want everything to do with that. Oh, Naaman, he didn't want nothing to do with it. He said, is there not a cleaner, purer river? Oh, is there not a better place than the old muddy river of Jordan? And his servant, who was more smarter than him, here he is sitting over there. He's just a poor, simple servant, but he had humility. And he said, if he would not have asked you to do this, would you not have did it? Something easy? He said, then why don't you just go do this and be healed? And he went down there kicking his feet, went down there. He didn't want to do it. Amen. He was had to humble himself down. He got down there in the muddy river of Jordan. Amen. Let me tell you, his clothes got dirty. His feet got dirty. His hair got all messed up. And he got down there and he had to dip himself once. He had to dip himself twice. He had to dip himself 3, 4, 5, 6. And there he is sitting there in the muddy river of Jordan. Amen. Old moss and old yucky stuff all over him. And he's sitting there in his own little, amen, humble little down shell, and he's like, oh, friends, we need to humble down. But on the 7th time, when he went down in the water and obeyed the word, amen, if we will obey the word, I said, if we will obey the word, not argue with it, if we will just simply obey the word, then we will see the salvation of the Lord. Math is real easy. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I don't care if you give the church $1 million. If you do not obey the word, you ain't going to have a special place. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. No, Naaman got up out of that water and he was purely cleansed. Amen. That's what the real word of God will do to you too. He told his disciples, he said, don't rejoice in this. But he said that the spirits are subject unto you through my name, but rather rejoice. Here's what your rejoicing is supposed to be. Here's what your boasting is supposed to be. Here it is. Because your names are written in heaven. It's not that we're somebody. It's that he's everything. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Oh, John the Baptist, they came to John and said, oh, John, have you not heard that Jesus is baptizing more disciples than you? And John the Baptist said, oh, I must decrease, but he must increase. He said, nothing can be given unto anyone except it be given unto them from God. Amen. He said, I must decrease, but Christ Jesus must increase. Amen. If we're going to see souls saved in Perryville, we're going to have to humble down. We're going to have to exalt Christ. We're going to have to lift Jesus up. We're going to have to tell Jesus. And we're going to tell people about Jesus. We're going to tell people about our names being written in heaven. Our testimony is what we're to do. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Oh, there's that work word. Nobody likes that word. But beware of evil workers. There are workers that are good, and there are workers that are bad. Not everybody that calls himself a worker for Christ is a good worker. But there's evil workers running around. They've been causing confusion, causing problems. We don't need evil workers causing confusion or problems. Friends, if the Bible says it, you better not talk against it. Jesus said, if you say anything against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven. But if you say anything against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven you in this life, neither in the life to come. You better be careful what you say. I said, you better be careful what you say. Don't you ever talk against the Holy Ghost. Don't you ever talk against the attributes of the Holy Ghost. Don't you ever talk about against anything that is in the Bible, because you are playing with your mercy and your salvation. Amen. The Bible says that there would come scoffers and mockers walking after their own lusts. Amen. Turning the truth and the fables and the lies. Amen. Having men's, amen, persons in admiration. Amen. Through philosophy and men's vain words. Amen. But we better speak the truth in love. The truth is the truth is the truth. Everybody say the truth. Everybody say the truth. The truth is the truth. People get in trouble because they do wrong. The Bible teaches us as Christians not to suffer as an evildoer. People get in trouble because they do wrong. And they think that that God is supposed to look on them in pity. Amen. We are not supposed to suffer as an evildoer. We're supposed to do right. Amen. Do right. We're to be examples. What if Brother House ran around to the movie theaters? Hear him up here preaching to people about sin. Hear him preaching to people about getting right. Hear him up here preaching to people about repentance and turning from your sins, turning from the world. And Brother House is down there at the movie cinema, amen, watching somebody laying on top of somebody else, kissing, sucking face, amen, or drinking booze and alcohol, or committing fornication, amen, drunkenness, amen, extortioners, revilers, abusing themselves of mankind, all kinds of stuff. That's what comes out of those places. What if we all went to it? What kind of light would we be? We would be a bad light. Come on, let's get it right. Amen. Jesus was holy. The Bible says, be holy for I am holy. The Bible says, amen, that Christ, amen, was separate from sinners. He wasn't down there laying on Delilah like the world's filthy, ungodly movies portray. He was down there casting the devil out of her and preaching the gospel to the lost. Then people was getting saved. They wasn't eating chicken and laughing. Listen to this. For we are the circumcision. Brother Floyd, we need to go back to the basics, I guess. People don't even know what circumcision is anymore. You know, there was a mixed multitude came out of Egypt. Not all of them were Hebrew. But only those Hebrews knew what circumcision was. Does everybody know what circumcision is? Circumcision means to cut off. You see, there's a lot of people that want the blessings of God, but they don't want to be separate. They don't want to be cut off from the world. They don't want to be severed from the world. They don't want to be circumcised with Christ. They don't want to be separate. They want to be the same. They want to run with the world. They want to talk like the world. They want to act like the world. They want to dress like the world. Oh, they want to talk. They want to do everything of the world. Friends, if you want to do everything of the world, you're of the world. Jesus said it very plainly in John chapter 3, he that is born of the flesh is flesh, but he that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. By the attributes that you prove, by the fruit you shall know the tree. Jesus did not say by tongues you shall know the tree, but by the fruit. There's people that speak in tongues and live like the devil. Amen, friends. I want to see somebody speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance, and I want to see them living right. People can come in here and act, put on a show all that they want, but if I don't see the fruit, I know who they are. Amen. We have a rule. We have a measure stick. And the Apostle Paul said, we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice. The Apostle Paul, who, amen, out of any of those apostles could have bragged on himself. Oh, and he said it many a times. He said, when I came unto you, I came not with excellency of speech. Oh, wisdom of man's words. He was very educated. He could have put together an awesome sermon that would have touched the hearts of people emotionally. Amen, by words. But he said, if I did that, amen, then I make the cross of Christ of none effect. But he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For it came not in you excellency of speech. Amen. The wisdom of man's words declaring unto you the gospel. But he said, I came unto you in power. But you see, folks, nowadays they want that. They want that big fancy sermons, intellectualism. They want the cathedrals and they want the DD and PhD and friends, you take this whole world but give me Jesus. Them holy prophets, people want to call themselves a Christian, but you better read your Bible. Them holy prophets, they walked alone. They walked separate. They were persecuted. When was the last time you were persecuted? They were persecuted by who? The religious folks. They were persecuted. They were sawn asunder. Isaiah sawn in half. Jeremiah killed. Thrown into pitch. Oh, we could go down through the Bible, the martyrdoms of the real servants of the Lord. Amen. If you're really going to be a real servant of the Lord, you're not going to be liked. It's not going to be some pretty boy Floyd. Pretty boy. It's a terminology. Pretty boy. Class. But if you're a real Christian, you're not going to be liked. You're not going to be liked when you tell people, amen, to repent. You're not going to be liked when you tell people it's a sin, amen, to sleep with your brother's wife like John the Baptist. It cost him his head. Amen. I said, come on. Don't tell me I'm living wrong, buddy. Somebody better. You going to ride the train of falsehood and think you're okay? Bible says that they be blind leaders of the blind, and they all fall into the ditch. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way which leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. It's true, anyhow. Amen. It ain't all about all that stuff, fleshly stuff. Amen. It's about, amen, true salvation. In that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. There it is. Rejoice. You want to rejoice? You rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, so it good seem good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me and my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. He'll reveal himself, his Godhead. He will reveal it. You get close enough to him, he'll reveal it. He turned him to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. You want something to rejoice in? You better rejoice because you're Holy Ghost filled. You better rejoice because you, amen, are privileged to be able to, amen, see and hear spiritual things. You better rejoice in your salvation. Amen. Rejoice in the gift of God. That's what he's saying. Amen. Rejoice. Because blessed are your eyes and your ears. Amen. Listen, verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Here's an intellectual, highly educated dignitarian, a lawyer, standing up to tempt him. He wasn't standing up there acting a legitimate question. He wasn't interested in salvation. He wasn't interested in Christ's gospel. Amen. He stood there tempting Christ, wanting to play a mind game with him. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And answering, here he is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt love God and thy neighbor. You want to know what is going to, amen, reach a lost in Perryville? Amen, is to have a love for God and to have a love for your neighbor. Amen. People run around with little grudges, little this and that. I don't like so-and-so. I don't like so-and-so. I know them. I know this. I know that. Oh, friends, you better love them. You should be able to talk to anybody in this town about Christ Jesus. If you have the Spirit of Christ in you, and even myself, I should have enough Christ in me that I should, amen, be able to talk to anybody about Christ. Amen. We all have bones in the closet. But leave them in the closet. People don't have a problem with loving God. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love God. I love God. Oh, Jesus, I love you. But with loving their neighbor, my neighbor ain't no good. I don't love my neighbor. You better get rid of that attitude. Hello? Hello? We got to live it. You got to live it. Cain and Abel. Israel and the Philistines. World conflict. Civil war. Eastern and Western. World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, Desert Storm, war. Jesus said there'd be wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. But us who are in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, amen, we don't have a war. The only war that we have is with the devil. The disciples, they were young and in young and dumb, and here they came out against some people who were resisting them, and they said, "Oh, let's call fire down from heaven, destroy them like a prophet did." Jesus said, "You don't know what spirit you're of. We came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them." Hello? It's quiet today. Love God and love your neighbor. Love your brothers and sisters. Love your parents. Love your dog. Love your cat. Love. He said to him, "Thou hast answered right, this do and thou shalt live." But that man was not doing and fulfilling. If you love God with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all of your might, buddy, you're going to have a relationship with God, and you are going to find God. And he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answering him said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead." Listen to this. We have got to have the mind of Christ. We have got to look at people the way Jesus looked at people. Everybody say Jesus. I know this is a little long today, but I got to get in all these points. We have got to look at people the way Jesus looked at people. Jesus did not look at people with pride and arrogance. Jesus did not look at people as, "Oh, I'm better. Oh, you know, this or that or, No. They brought into Jesus one day a woman. They caught her in the act, the very act of adultery. They threw her down in the midst of Jesus, and the elders were standing there, and they said, "Jesus, according to our law, according to the law of God, amen, this woman should die the death." Amen. And they said, "Jesus, what sayest thou?" Amen. And Jesus sitting there, amen, standing there, amen, meditating. He begins to kneel down. Amen. Kneels down, and he begins to write in the sand. I believe that Jesus, when he was kneeling down there, amen, licking his finger and raking it in the sand, you know what he was thinking when he was down there? Amen. I think that Jesus was thinking about out of the dust of the earth. Amen. We are all dust. God took man from the dust of the earth and shaped and molded and made him. We are all sinners. Amen. We are all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every last one of us. I don't care if it's a, amen, who it is, what preacher. I don't care who it is of what elevatedness that they, amen, might have achieved or have, or are in at this moment. Amen. There are some great men of God in this world, but even every one of them all have sin. Yeah. Every one of them. Right. And Jesus, as he was kneeling down there, taking his finger in the sand there, he said, "He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone." Oh. You know what happened, don't you? None of them could do it. The word will cut to the heart. All of us have sinned. Every one of us. Even Noah. Believe me. He's the biggest liar. That boy lies. He's got a lying problem. Born in sin and shaped in iniquity, David said. And so here, man is fallen. And Jesus says in his parable, he said, a certain man, I think he's thinking at this in general, man, mankind. Man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. He's looking at it through his eyes. We need to look at sinners. We need to look at people the way Jesus looked at them. Hello, if you listen today, this will do you some good. They fell among thieves, and which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Man is fallen. All men are victims, have been victimized of the devil. All man has became unclothed and naked. All man are fallen victims of the thief. Jesus said in John chapter 10, the thief cometh not but to rob, to steal, and kill, to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Man is fallen and victims. Amen. And there's only, amen, us who can get him out of it. Are we going to sit by on the sideline and watch people going down the river of lives, going down the river, amen, just the tides and the waves and the current are just killing people. People are dying and going to hell. And we have got to throw out the life vest. We have got to throw out the life jacket. We have got to throw out the gospel. Amen. Come on. I said, we have got to throw out the gospel. Paul told Timothy to preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Amen. This is not about membership. It's about salvation. People are dying and going to hell. It's not about numbers, tithe payers, lovers of filthy lucre. That's what they're after. You take the money out of these ministries and you watch and see, they will get them a job. Yes, sir. That's the truth. But our Lord Jesus, he didn't have a dime. They came to Jesus wanting to pay taxes. And he said, you Peter, you go down here to this water down here and you get the first fish that comes up. And in his mouth there's going to be some money. And you pay my taxes and you pay your taxes. He didn't even have no money. And that's all some people think about is money, 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 money. We better think about Jesus. I said we better think about Jesus. God is a jealous God. He'll have no other gods before Him. If you love money, the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Money have ruined a lot of people. People don't go to church no more. People don't have a walk with God no more because they got their eyes set on money. They think, oh, I gotta keep working. I gotta keep working. I bought this, bought that, bought this, bought that, bought this, bought that, bought this, bought that. I gotta keep working. I gotta keep working. I gotta keep working. Oh, I ain't got time for church. I ain't got time for God. I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time. I ain't got time. I ain't got time. And friends, when God comes, He ain't got time. And you done lost time. Look at all the people that are in the graves. They can't take it with them. It does them no good. It ain't going to buy them out of hell. It ain't going to buy them into heaven. There's only one thing, and that's Jesus Christ. And that should be our major. That should be our focus. Amen. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3 verse 9 through 12. What then? Are we better than they? No. In no wise, for we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. None, there is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. If you really examine us, if you really got out a magnifying glass, amen, and you examine us, That's what the law is. The law is the amplifier. The law is a magnifier. The law, amen, magnifies sin. Amen. We have a nature to sin. If we don't pray, 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 we won't stay. Absolutely. I don't care how many times you went down in the water. I don't care how many times you spoke in tongues. If you do not pray, if you do not keep your flesh in subjection, you will sin. Amen. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. The Apostle Paul, he performed miracles. God used him and the apostles to do great signs and wonders and miracles, so that even handkerchiefs, all miracles, all kinds of miracles were done by the hands of the apostles. But here's the Apostle Paul preaching the gospel and says, the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what that which I do, I allow not. For what I would do, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. He's saying inside of me is a desire to do wrong. Amen. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I do, that I do, would not that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God. Here it is. Here's the rejoicing point. Here's the rejoicing point. Not, oh, I've preached here, I preached there, I preached 100 times this year, I did this, I did that, old pedigree, been here, been there. No, the apostle. So Paul said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. How do we know God? Through Jesus. Jesus is the image, the express image of His person. How do we know the person of God? Through Jesus Christ. People wrestle with that. Amen. I don't wrestle with any of it. I embrace it. By chance, Jesus said there came down a certain priest. This old Samaritan. This old man that fell among the thieves. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. If we're going to reach lost souls in Perryville, we're going to have to quit passing by on the other side. The priest, I don't have time to go into all this, but I have all this info, was one who offered sacrifices for the people. It was the ministry. The Levite was the priest's helper. So we have a priest and we have a Levite. They were set apart for service of the sanctuary. And they were skilled in the word, skilled in the law of Moses, but they failed to read it and understand it. We don't need to be just letter people. We need to be doers of the word. God has always had a care and love for people in the Old Testament and the New. Amen. But he said, a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast. When was the last time you took something of yours and gave it to someone else? Maybe we ought to practice that. You know, you could really reach a soul if you took something that was yours and gave it to them. Amen? Amen. You know, you could touch somebody's heart if you would take your quarter pounder and give it to someone else that was hungry. Well, awful quiet. Amen. Jesus said, I came not to be served, but he said, I came to serve and give my life a ransom for many. We better get rid of the selfishness. We better get rid of pride. We better get rid of self. That's our biggest obstacle. It's not the devil. The devil's not standing on every street corner with boxing gloves on, punching us around. We punch ourselves around. We wrestle with ourselves. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, this. Oh, me. Oh, me. Poor me. Poor me. Feel sorry for me. While there's kids and there's people in other countries digging in the trash dump for a piece of old green bread to eat so they can have something to eat to so they don't die. And we think we got it rough. Oh, it's me. Baloney. Amen. That's the way God looks at it. God looks at us sometimes as you fool. Foolish. Amen. Some people have never seen anything else in their life besides beans or rice. Their whole life. Boy, I hit a stump today. I'm going to keep plowing. Some people have never ate anything but beans and rice their whole life. And we gripe because we have to eat this or we have to eat that. We gripe because of this or that or what we got to wear. We got wardrobes. We got closets full of clothes and shoes. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Hello? I said, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Jesus said, take no coat, nor purse, nor scrip. Don't take no two coats. Amen. 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 Why, people's naked. People don't even have clothes. Hey, I'm just following the Spirit. So if you're guilty, shame on you. Shame on me. I got a lot of clothes. We need to humble down. Amen. Amen.